we drinking?
All right, so this is in honor of our final in person.
Wow. Wait, hold on. I didn't get picked up on the mic. Wow.
Yeah. So this is one of the ones I brought back from Mexico. So this is a very small producer.
Is this the eye one?
Yes.
Whoa. I've been watching me.
Yep.
And I've
been watching it.
I have.
Yeah. So this is a very small producer that does not export outside of Mexico or Oaxaca, even. So this is bottle 25 of 75 bottles produced this year of Tobalá.
That's the king of agaves.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. We've had several, I think, throughout our time, our journeys through the list. But this one is particularly special.
It's particular and special. Well, it smells like I could just like leave this out like the way people... Are you a candle person?
I'm a potpourri guy. So
You're a potpourri guy.
I'm even more so in agreement with you.
Yeah, I could just sort of smell this all day.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like, it's weird to use words that have a negative connotation for alcoholic drinks that we like. But like this has like a cleaner...
It's like acetone.
Yeah, yes, it's exactly. It's sort of reminiscent of nail... Girl, when you're with your girlfriend and you taking off the polish.
Oh, yeah, getting down and dirty, taking the polish off.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's business time when the polish comes off.
Right. But then you put on new polish, too. So the polish come right back
on.
Yeah,
it's like the brief memory.
Right. The tiny, that moment where the polish is...
Oh, and it's intoxicating. It's smelling the room up.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa! I've never reacted to... people must think I'm insane. They're like, I'm making these weird noises over drinking it. The tiniest of sips of an alcoholic beverage. But this is crazy.
I'm saying this is why we need to be in a vlog situation.
That's true. We could vlog.
You know, cameras... Lights, cameras, action, baby.
We both look great.
Absolutely.
Your haircut looks awesome.
Yeah, for the listeners, I just shaved my head, so I'm feeling really good. Light, aerodynamic, less wind resistance.
That's true, which is helpful in the kitchen.
Which is great in the kitchen. Less hair falling out, which is also beneficial for the kitchen.
You don't have like a hair problem though, right? No, you just mean
No. It's just like I don't like brush it normally, so kind of just like...
Dies.
Yeah.
It dies on the scalp.
it's just like it's a fucking barren wasteland up there.
And my hair isn't looking great today, but I think this week, this is like, whenever I cut my hair, it eventually gets to a point of perfection. And I know I'm sounding really vain right now, but I'm a really vain person.
Hey, that's okay. It's a good haircut. I mean, and to know that you do it yourself, that's...
Yesterday, I was looking so good.
This is your week, huh?
Yeah. Today's not great. I haven't showered today, and I just sort of got up and ran my hands through
it. It's okay.
Because it's so nice.
Woke up, got out of bed. Drag my hands through my head.
I haven't washed my hair in like 4 years.
Really?
Yeah. Don't even use that. What do people use, like powdered chocolate or something? Or what is it?
Shampoo?
Well, I think you can either use shampoo or
dry shampoo,
cocoa powder. I don't know. People are using weird shit to clean hair. I don't use nothing, baby. I just use water.
Hell yeah.
Water and I still scrub it.
Right, of course.
Yeah, yeah. So I try to get it clean.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it like not good to wash your hair? Like...
Apparently it's not, because my hair looks fucking amazing and I don't wash it. This is another reason why I'd be really great on Survivor, because I think some people become incredibly hideous after.
And get really fucking worried about their shit, right?
That's true too. But like, I'm already basically, I live my life, I eat nothing but rice and I don't clean myself. So I'm like, I'm already looking great.
Sign me up.
Yeah. Everyone will be fucking falling apart.
You'll be just
gross.
Hitting your stride.
Yeah. My beard looks... This is the best episode so far. All I'm doing is bragging.
It's good.
I usually don't brag. I'm pretty... But this is it. This is the last recording for a while in this space. So I'm feeling feisty. My beard, from day zero to day 39, it looks great the whole way through.
That's awesome.
Yeah. This is so nice.
Yeah. So it's great.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it, listener. You've You've heard me brag about myself long enough.
Now it's my turn.
Yeah. Jay, yeah, you should do this. Everything, everyone should do this. I think we've been taught, like, it's good not to be super arrogant, but I think self-esteem, you shouldn't have a high self-esteem, I don't think. You should have an accurate self-esteem.
Right.
So finding those things that you really like about yourself, that's okay. Nice.
That's
nice.
Yeah.
And then someone else says, yeah, I noticed that too. And it's really nice. It's like, that's great. So what do you think? You want to say one or two things about yourself that you really love?
I'm a big fan of, got good knees.
Good knees. I haven't seen your knees this year.
No, they're not attractive, but they are strong.
Okay. That's good.
It's a good part of my foundation.
Yeah, knees are good.
I'm a large framed individual, so a knee joint is important, and a mm-hmm. strong one at that is very, very useful.
Yep.
Other than awesome. No, I actually pretty much hate everything about myself.
Oh,
so.
No, I just sort of opened that door.
Accurate self-esteem,
no,
amen.
But no, that's silly. I can say so many nice,
just kidding.
Beautiful things about you.
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, but I won't. Because I demand you to, but it's all right. Well, maybe we'll later. Maybe at the end of the episode.
Yeah, let me warm up on it. Let me think on it.
Yeah. I just came from the ballots. It's voting day today. This will air... in a week, so I can't really like change any minds through the podcast, but I do actually, I'm a non-voter.
Well, oh.
Yeah, and this, through the protests around genocide, I've actually changed my tune. I used to be like, well, if I don't vote, then they'll see that people aren't voting, but then they just make these terrible assumptions that I'm not voting because I'm lazy or not political or don't care.
Right.
So there's a cool movement this year for the primaries to just say you have no preference or you're uncommitted, even though that's inaccurate. At least it has like, they record that shit.
Yeah.
And so like in Michigan, Biden won he only got 81% of the vote. And there was like a 13% for no preference.
No committal. Non-committal.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you have time today. If you voted already.
I do have time today.
You should do it right after this. It's awesome.
I should.
Yeah, make a fucking stand against this shit.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it feels good. And it's so easy. Like, I zipped in.
It's like, it's one of the easiest and best rights we have, right?
Right. And this whole idea that, like, voting, I should just vote for the not worst person. I'd never have done it. It's stupid. You're doing that, you're getting totally scammed.
Yeah.
Your whole life is getting fucking scammed.
Yeah. I mean, what's the, like, the lesser of two evils? That's the fucking...
That's shit.
That's
our
problem
here. Yeah. So, like, if everyone just starts not voting for that, eventually, this is my dream for the future, is that as more and more people stop voting for one of the two primaries, someone will see that there's like literally 30% of the voting populace that is actually going to the polls,
yes,
but not voting for someone. And then they can figure out why they're voting for, like,
yeah, it's like this is like our version of civil disobedience, like, just,
yeah,
like,
and this is good.
We're gonna do what we are expected to do, i.e. vote.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're not going to do is vote for what you want.
Yeah.
The two options.
Fucking terrorist assholes.
Yeah. The two
Suck.
Genocidal
the two
fucking worm lords.
Yeah. Yeah, they're worm lords. They're dune heads.
Yeah.
They're spice guys. They're all just dreaming all day of riding on a big worm.
Oh, an Alaskan bullworm, to be exact.
Do you think he saw Dune Part 2?
Huh?
Do you think Biden saw Dune Part 2?
He definitely did. He went for the popcorn bucket.
Yeah.
Sensory. It's for like dementia. It's really good.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a young boy, I was as small as an ant.
Small? Man, my favorite, as a beer guy, my favorite Biden speech was his beer speech, which is so good. I don't know if you heard that one.
I have not.
It was a wild show. It was like literally 2 seconds long, and he sort of flies through a stream of consciousness. Hey, brew beer here. It's so good.
No, I have not seen that.
It's worth
definitely will.
It's worth signing up for X if you're not already on X find it there. I think I'm on X.
I don't think I can be on X.
No?
Fundamentally, I have problems with Elon Musk.
Well, that's true.
But I think X is also like, I think X is a dangerous thing.
Yeah?
I think, well,
you
there's like,
go
there,
off?
There's a, there's good and bad always about free flowing ideas and unedited, unfucking adulterated, like,
tread lightly here.
Opinions.
Because we are in, you know, this is the whole, this podcast is based firmly on.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Free flowing thought.
I think some people just shouldn't be able to have a platform that large.
Yeah, that's true. But if you sign up for X, you can see Biden say something about beer.
True. Okay.
Let me see if I can just pull it up.
I'm sold.
Then if I can find it right now, you don't have to. Let's see. Do you think if I just Google Biden beer?
I think Biden beer speech might work.
Let's see. Biden beer speech. Oh. Joe Biden caught speaking a different language.
Okay.
Let's look at this one.
I'm intrigued.
Oh, hell yeah. This one's from foxnews.com, so we know this is going to be sick.
Just absolutely lampooning him.
Beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer. Ooh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. I wonder why.
He's wasted. Come on, give him a break.
That's true. I don't really say anything coherent after how many double IPAs do
you
think he had.
Oh, my gosh.
We're getting political here on the show. It's nice.
It's nice. We're stretching our legs on this last episode in Casita.
Yeah.
We're hitting the heavy-handed topics, which is good. This is almost anti-dullard.
Anti-dullard. The anti-dullard finale. Do you think that Back to the Future Part 3 is anti-Back to the Future?
No. I think it was fucking awful. I think it was stupid from stem to stern.
I think it's like...
Honestly, should we just get into it a little bit?
Yeah, let's get into it just a little. Let's dip our toe.
I miss the incest. I miss the fucking mom love.
Yeah.
Wasn't
yeah, that's
there?
Right. She's just Irish. Wait, we need to get
Connell. She's a fucking Irish. Her name's Maggie McFly.
Maggie McFly.
Restaurant chain. Seamus McFly. Seamus. William.
Yeah. William. That's a British yeah, lord's name.
Right?
The F?
You're not Irish.
You're not Irish.
You're not fucking Irish.
Fuck.
Fucking.
Feck. Is it feck? Yes. Yeah, feck.
That's like, yeah.
Yeah. It's... Where is Hill Valley or whatever?
It's California.
Okay, so there
but
is like the
there's no fucking like mesas like I know. In Southern California.
It's insane that like they go. I know they Christopher Lloyd tries to explain like we had to go out here, Marty, to find a place where you could go 88 miles an hour.
There's no trees still.
It's like you're literally in the Nevada desert right now,
or like Moab.
Yeah,
it's like there's fucking like archways and. Fuck it. Yeah, that was one thing I had
archways,
a problem
with. And just for the listener, not like a man-made archway.
No, like arches. Like
those
a
beautiful
stone natural
right.
erosion.
The Moab
pattern.
Arches. Yeah, yes. It's so stupid. But at least in my mind, for some reason, this was taking place in like Michigan or like a Great Lakes town.
Yeah, just because so, the general like lack of knowledge everyone has, like you're like you've
yeah.
got to be like kind of UP maybe,
right?
Like,
maybe even just so if
just
if,
very sheltered.
If it's not Michigan, like Connecticut or New Jersey, just like some ugly.
Okay, you put some respect on Connecticut, okay?
That's right, you're a Connecticut lad. Connecticut is it like the richest state in New England?
I think it's one of the richest states in the country.
Yeah.
Greenwich, Connecticut, I know, is the richest zip code in,
the
U.S.
The yeah. Yeah, so it seems a little out of touch. But maybe this is what this... so that's it sort of vibes Connecticut. And then suddenly they're
yeah,
like...
Yeah, maybe like... Yeah, like... I don't know, like...
Because it's nice.
It's nice, but then it's also shitty. Like,
it's shitty.
It goes shitty so fast.
Ooh, right. We're not talking about like Biff making things shitty. You're saying like in the first one there was a shitty part of Back to the Future.
Yeah, like there was like
like the mall.
Well,
the mall seemed nice. What are you talking
about?
When
you pull into his fucking, even in the first movie, there's graffiti on Lion Estates on the signs.
There is. I thought that was just the second one.
I think it was the first in the first two.
Don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's just the second one. That's Biff. That's Nightmare World.
And that only happens because what? Because he makes sports gambling like bets and stuff like that. So it's like, very cool. How quickly can Connecticut slide into that disrepair?
We're in a sports betting era. Mm-hmm. We didn't really talk about that last episode, but like,
And it's very nice. Yeah. Do you bet?
I don't bet.
I bet on the most ridiculous things. I'm a coin toss guy.
Okay. Oh, hell yeah.
I'm like the nickel bets.
Nickel bets yeah. on coins. So you're just a coin person start to finish.
Well, no. I like do like other ones, like guaranteed ones, like so-and-so will throw the ball today.
Okay. But it's like not the quarterback?
No, it's the quarterback. It's just like, I'm like, yeah, here's 10 cents. I'm going to turn it into 11.
So how much money have you made or lost?
I've lost most.
Mostly
I've
lost.
I lost $500 beginning of this season, of the football season.
Really? On what?
I put $500 that the Jets would win the Super Bowl the day that the trade went through.
You're damaged. This is like a true, that is like, I think the biggest, actually that is, I don't even think most Jets fan would do something like that.
No.
They would say like, the Jets will stay using the same quarterback for a season.
Would have lost that too.
Yeah. I think Josh is an ex-Jets fan. Not this Josh.
Yeah, no, that's that's a shame. Like, how can he be an ex any type of fan?
He told me that the Jets have gone through like 60 quarterbacks in 20 years.
Yeah,
that's kind of our thing. That is insane.
It's great. Okay, so we rough them up either in their twilight years or yeah. in their beginning of the years, and then they go on to do great things or they find their way into like a wheelchair with busted hips.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is the best Jet. Best Jet.
Yeah, he's going to be good.
You think he's coming back?
He's coming back.
Oh, give me a fucking break.
He was cleared to play in the playoffs.
I have a theory. Yeah, did he play?
They didn't make the playoffs.
Okay.
That was the contingency plan. Mm.
I think my whole theory is that the injury wasn't as bad as it was, and Aaron Rodgers was just like, I don't actually really want to play football anymore. That's okay. My theory.
I have very strong feelings about that exact theory as being like a potential truth, but also what I think is just looking at this season, so many fucking knee injuries.
Yeah, it was
ligaments.
It was
it's that fucking turf.
Do you and you think it's with your turf. Knees that you could be a powerhouse?
I couldn't trust it. Would crumble. I need natural sod underneath my feet.
Yeah, but then you're slipping and sliding. You're slipping and sliding.
Slipping and sliding and slip sliding away.
We should write a song called Slipping and Sliding and Slip Sliding Away.
Well, Slip Sliding Away is a song by Van Morrison, I believe.
But is Slipping and Sliding and Slip Sliding Away a
no,
song?
No, that's not. And it's got to be kind of doo-woppy. Like,
Slipping
and Sliding. A lot of scat, like a little skibby da bop bop.
What do you think? N apostrophes or ampersands or ands? Hard ands.
A-N apostrophe.
A-N apostrophe.
Yeah.
Not an apostrophe. A-N apostrophe. Slipping and... Oh, how about slipping and a? Slipping and a. Sliding and a. Slipping and slide. Slipping and a. Sliding and a.
Slipping
slip
and a. Sliding.
Yeah. Slipping and... Slipping
and a. Sliding and a. Slip sliding away.
Slipping and a. Sliding and a. Slip sliding away.
All right.
That's nice.
That sounds pretty good. Now we're like, we're...
Do you think we could get Connell involved in this? Irish. Oh, he's a musician.
He's a musician.
He could do it as like an Irish ballad.
Like maybe like Irish step dancing song or something.
Step dancing. Step.
Maybe like a wooden pan flute on the band. You know, kind of
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, like
a pan pipe, I believe.
What is
it?
It's a...
Ocarina?
Zelda? Yeah. A Zelda machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A pan flute.
Pan pipe. Yeah, that'd be nice. So Connell plays both the pan pipe and the mandolin?
Yes, as well as the triangle, I believe he's pretty adept at.
And what do you play? Do you play anything?
Pretty good at the cowbell. No, I'm not good at any instrument.
Me neither.
I'm really just a major appreciator.
You've tried it all.
I've tried so many.
You tried what string instrument have you tried?
Guitar and bass.
Okay. What horn instrument have you tried?
Alto, sax, and trumpet.
Okay. What reed instrument have you tried?
Clarinet
and
you
said
oboe.
Sax already.
Yeah, that's brass and woodwind. So
interesting, a little mix there.
That's like so we had band
percussion.
Percussion? No, because everyone fucking wanted to do drums.
Really? Everyone wanted to do drums.
Drums are badass. Come on. Like, when you're, like, growing up and you have the opportunity to be in band,
mm-hmm.
and everyone's like, oh, I'm going to play the fucking, you know, like, the clarinet.
The trumpet? The flute? The trumpet?
Yeah. Or it's like, no, I'm going to bang on the drums, dude. That's badass.
We didn't have... We had, like, the big, big bongo drum.
Yeah, what is that, a timpani?
Yeah, a timpani. But we didn't have, like, a drum set. We had a jazz band you had to try out for. And there was but that was, like, a five-piece.
Yeah. No, we didn't have, like, a drum kit either. It was just, like, it was the fucking big bass drum, like.
So you just had, like, a step, what is it called, the drum line?
Like, no, it was just, like, a dude with the one bass drum who would, like, every once in a second just go, boom.
We should do the Step Up movies.
Or Bring It Ons?
Or the Bring It Ons.
Yeah.
I haven't seen either of those, any of those.
Oof, those are fucking contemporary classics.
Step Up is dancing. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And Bring It On is dancing.
No, Bring It On is cheerleading.
Okay. There must be a...
The Drumline one?
Yeah, is there a Drumline
one? It's called Drumline with Nick Cannon.
Is there more than one?
I think it's just that. But wait, maybe there is one. Another one.
Well, we'll never know, because I've done my one. I'm only allowed to Google once per episode, and I wasted it on
shit. I mean, that was good. It was worthwhile.
Yeah. How cowardly is it that the New York Times didn't pick up that piece? That I have to get my news from Fox News.
What, presidential slander?
Yeah. It's not slander.
It's not slander.
You did it.
He just fucking is.
He said, thank God for the Great Lakes. Mamma mia.
Honestly, I concur.
Yeah, I know. It's true. That's the thing. I agree.
Yeah, the Great Lakes are fantastic. Yeah.
Thank God for the Great Lakes. Mamma mia. I agree with all of it. You're my president.
God damn it. Milwaukee Brewers. Still old, still walking.
Is that still a sport O team? The Brewers?
The Brewers, yeah.
They're still around.
Still around.
Sick. That's awesome.
It's a good name.
It's a great name. It's such a silly... They must be... No.
The Milwaukee.
Or baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's such a stupid name for a team. It has to be a baseball team.
Yeah, the fucking baseball... We were talking about this the other day, about like just team names, how stupid they are sometimes.
Yeah.
Like... Just so many, like, why did when the New Orleans Jazz ceased being the New Orleans Jazz and moved
mm-hmm.
to Utah,
mm-hmm.
you didn't want to just change the name?
Yeah.
Like,
to the what?
Like, fucking, Mormons?
Yeah, I guess so. I couldn't really think of what else is happening. Utah has, oh wait, they have the Moabs. It could have been the Utah Moabs.
Yeah, Utah Arches.
The Utah Rock Arches.
Utah.
It's fucking sick.
Yeah, it is.
And then
Utah Canyons.
The Utah Canyons or and it just has like
something geological.
What would be the logo? It'd be like an
fucking
arch.
Very Yannick looking opening.
Yeah.
Made of redstone.
And a baseball bat flying.
Throwing
through
it, going through it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, it's writing itself. But there was a basketball team. So maybe the arch is the basketball ring.
I just keep the bat. That's fine.
I think the bat's good, too.
That's great.
It's Utah. They don't really know what they're doing.
So we were talking about Connecticut because I feel like what this movie, even though they try their hardest to like make it seem like it makes sense that they're going to the Old West, it never makes sense in my mind that like they go from whatever town they are in the 1985. It doesn't. There's no way in my mind that it's in the Wild West.
Yeah, because like, what happened to, like, when, like, in the 70 plus years? Or what is it? 1885. It's 70 to 85. No, it's like almost
because it's 70 to 55.
Yeah, so it's 100.
And then it's 100.
Yeah, so 100 years. All of a sudden, Hill Valley becomes like a quite like luscious and green area, and not like a desolate fucking. Stagecoach town.
Makes no sense. And it's stupid because who fucking cares? But it's also like this movie is like obsessed with becoming a Western, even though they didn't establish themselves as a Western.
No.
So it just feels so stupid. It feels like that's what I brought up earlier. Is like it feels like the opposite of a Back to the Future movie in a lot of ways for me, just because of that. Like the rest of them are font, like they're so obsessed with making sure everything makes sense. This just feels like a fucking fantasy land.
Well, also it's back. It's going to the past, and they never go to the future.
Right. So this
it's
is
back
exactly
to the present.
This is the only wait. No, the first one didn't go. This the first one only went to the past though. Back to the Future 2 is a weird one because it went all over.
I guess what I'm thinking is more because like the first one, they meet the 1955 Doc.
Yeah.
So when Marty leaves, he's going back to the future in Doc's mind. 1855, he's going back and he's just, or 1885, Doc's there, but he's the present day Doc who's been shot there, you know?
Are you okay?
Did you
heat stroke?
No,
something?
I'm just like the fucking timelines in these movies really blow my mind. It doesn't make any sense.
What do you mean? So he goes, I think that's like the only thing that makes sense. What are you talking about?
Okay, so the Doc that's in 1885.
Yeah, he's the 1985
he's
Doc.
He's the 1985 Doc.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
No Browns until 1907 in Hill Valley.
No what? No Browns. Yes.
Dr.
Yes.
Browns.
They're all and they're what were they? Brunhildes or something?
Yeah.
LeBrowns.
Le Brun.
French.
Obviously. Emmett. Nice Irish name.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's that, right?
Mm-hmm. There is that.
But in the first movie, Marty goes back to 1955
mm-hmm.
and meets the 1955 Doc.
Mm-hmm.
So in his brain, in Doc's brain of the 1955
Doc, okay.
When Marty leaves
yeah.
and using the time machine, he, in fact, is going back to the future.
Correct. That's why it's called that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I'm with you so far. Where is it
1885.
Apart? Yeah.
They just go back to the present because
they do
that
skip.
Doc is from the fucking 85 part.
Right.
So you're not going back to the future. You're just going back to the present.
Yeah, yeah. So you're saying it shouldn't be called Back to the
yeah.
Future.
An extremely long-winded way. Yes,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what
so
I'm trying
again,
to say.
Again, this is the opposite of a Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess the first one technically they. Oh, I see what you're saying. Because he went to the past. Yeah, I think you're not going back to the future because they didn't start there. Yeah,
yeah,
you're right. You're going finally to the future.
Back to the West. Just call it that.
Call it
or
fucking
Marty goes west.
Yeah, fucking. Right. This. Yeah. They could have called this really anything. I like that. Marty goes west.
Yeah. It's kind of a play on Fievel.
Yeah. This movie.
Little rat that he is.
I'm gonna answer. You can ask me any question.
Did you notice a Connecticut reference in the movie?
I did. Maybe that's why I don't remember it now because I sort of forgot.
Frisbee.
It.
The pipe.
Yes.
Plate.
And he knows about it. For some reason, yeah, exactly. And I think there's a kinetic. I just think
Frisbee's was the pie place on Yale campus that the Yale students used to use those pie tins, and that's what the Frisbee came from.
Heavy.
You know,
yeah.
Connecticut's pretty fucking awesome.
Frisbee was weird. That's like such a strange. I mean, I guess it was still. I mean, it's still lovely. It's still a lovely sport. It's my favorite. But it's like weird in 1991 to include a Frisbee reference.
Yeah.
It seems like.
In
that's
California.
Like, that's like a valley of Frisbee.
That's a fucking hill valley.
Yeah. Frisbees were very popular in the 70s and 80s, and I feel like by the 90s, they were a Nerf gun.
Oh,
they were
Nerf guns are back in vogue, I think, though.
The little cars and shit. Like, no one was throwing a Frisbee anymore. I didn't learn how to throw a Frisbee until I was an adult.
I think people should get back to throwing Frisbees.
Absolutely. I'm going to teach my child how to throw
like,
Frisbee.
It's a great thing. Like,
it's so cool.
We should normalize quad activities.
Yes. That's the best one. Can Jam.
Can
I know Jam? We talked about it.
Fucking.
I almost brought it today, but it's rainy.
It's the greatest game.
It's the greatest
ever
game.
Developed.
Are you like really good?
I'm a slot slut.
You're a slot slut?
Yeah.
If I'm in the zone, I can set you up for a 2-point shot every fucking time.
Oh, yeah.
I can get it 1 foot above the hole, and all you have to do is pop it in. Yeah.
So good. Oh, my God.
Man, we could fucking run this town. If this town was a Can Jam-based society,
could
run it. Because I haven't met anyone who knows even what it is or is very good at it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a major, major thing in with my
Connecticut
group from growing up. Yeah.
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 Yeah, I was big in the Frisbee scene, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. We played it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
so good.
Such a fucking good game.
What was I talking about?
You were talking about just the general. I don't know. Something about the future.
Yeah, probably. I don't remember.
Maybe the past even.
I don't don't recall. But who cares? Because this movie is... oh, yes. I was going to say, I'm going to let you ask me one question. I will not lie. That question can be, but does not have to be, did you watch most of this movie at double speed? But you can ask me any question right now, and I will answer your question. I'll answer your question with complete honesty.
How much of this movie did you retain?
Oh, that's a good question. I think like 80%. I watched it yesterday.
Yeah, I watched it this morning, and I watched about 80% of it as well.
Yeah, I mean
20% through the eyelids.
Yeah, I mean I'm a heavy blinker.
Oh,
I'm blinking all day long.
Long blinks, yeah. Like sometimes I blink and I don't even know it.
Yeah. You know? Where'd the world go? Yeah, no, I think, I mean, this plot is, I was getting bored by like minute 10. I was like, oh, let me just like cruise through the opening because it's a fucking stupid opening. And let me slow it down again once I get somewhere. And then the movie was over. And I was like, this is like one of those 10-minute plots that they fucking drag out.
Yes.
For no fucking, like literally, okay. That's why I respect the second one. Ranking's going to be very hard because I hate a lot of this. And I'm going to have to try to figure this out today. But at least the second one, so much happened that it never felt like, honestly, it felt like I needed more time to like really investigate what was being presented to me. Here it's like Doc is going to get killed in a week because of a horseshoe incident.
Yeah.
So all Marty has to fucking do is go back in time and get Doc back.
Or how about this? Go back in time. Sly fucking Mad Dog, $80. Scene. Roll credits.
Right.
That's all it was. He shot over $80.
He even says, like,
oh, I should have just paid him money.
Yeah. It's like, yes, no shit.
Yeah, dude.
You still have that opportunity.
Like you're making an ice machine. You didn't want to like fucking figure out how much a printing press.
That costs like fucking $100,000 to make an ice machine.
One cube.
I haven't Googled this, but I feel like they knew how to make ice in 1885.
They absolutely had ice in 1885. It was called the wintertime, and then they had ice houses.
Right. Yeah, but not in the deserts of Connecticut.
Yeah.
It never gets cold enough to make ice.
The high deserts of fucking southern New Jersey.
I just like, there's so much, like the gas line thing is okay, there's the wall. That's what they need to overcome. And the train thing is fun, but ultimately it's just like, it's endless. There's just like an hour and 50 minutes of just like them goofing around in the Wild West. And I just didn't care. But I do respect some of the choices. Like one of the big things that we had a problem with is that he's always getting called a chicken. And then he always ruins his life because of it. And we complained about it 2 episodes in a row.
Yep.
And it's cool that in 1991, they were like, actually, it's okay to like not be goaded into being stupid because someone says something mean to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was nice. I like that. I respected that.
And his like little pit maneuver he does. And then like, then it did answer a lot of questions from movie 2, which were like left open-ended.
Which questions?
Like, who was the dude in the Rolls Royce he hit?
That's a question.
Because he was in a Rolls Royce in movie 2, wasn't he, at some point? And it was like somebody else's?
I don't know.
Either way.
I don't retain.
Yeah.
I absorb and I shit and then I eat again.
Here's a little trivia for you.
A little quote. Oh, wow. This is nice.
How fast on average can horses run?
This is a good question because this was like a big plot point of the movie.
This was a fucking really infuriating plot point.
I would say a horse could probably run 18 miles an hour.
It's 44.
What? That's so fast.
That's fucking, I mean, it's a horse. It's a, like, it was the mode of transportation for how long?
At least 4 years.
Very efficient one, too.
Yeah.
You know? Renewable energy.
Right. There's just a lot of shit everywhere, but hey, that's okay.
That's okay. Greenhouse gases, methane, whatever.
Mm. Yeah.
24 miles an hour was the four horse team could only get up to.
Wow. So you're saying they should have easy got to 50.
Easy.
But still, like,
it's 4 horsepower.
Well, wait, they are dragging a DeLorean.
4 of them.
And
we're also going to assume that they're quarter horses or some sort of pulling horse.
But they were also dragging it on the deserts of Connecticut, which
are notoriously smooth.
Oh, okay.
And glass-like.
They're slick. Okay, yeah. Did you Google how fast a steam train can go?
Yeah, so I do know. Well, okay.
Because that's something I'm like, can a steam train really go 90 miles
Absolutely.
An hour?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
What's it called? It's the, what's that famous steam train from England?
The Hogwarts Express.
No, it's,
the Hogwarts.
Flying Scotsman.
Okay.
Okay, it's the fastest fucking steam train ever made.
How fast?
I think it can go like 160 or something like that.
That's insane.
They're limited to 75 on the railways.
Okay.
But like, yeah, it's like, I mean, it's all steam power is like infinite. If the seals
Whoa,
don't break
yeah.
and you keep the fire purging, like
there's no friction.
It's just pistons.
So if you just create a frictionless surface and the pistons don't break, they can go as fast as they want.
I mean, like honestly, the frictionless surface is probably it's one of the downfalls of its speed
because
it doesn't have grip.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
like you can spin out on a fucking, in a train. That happens. Spin like spinning tires.
Speaking of speed, I did get pulled over twice in the last 2 weeks.
Really?
For speeding. One of them was the last night here. And warnings both time.
That's nice.
Yeah. I'm a suave coward.
Are you an often speeder?
Oh yeah, I've been speeding my whole life. It's a curse. I don't know what it is. I get behind the wheel and I'm like, you know me. I'm like I have sort of exaggerated personalities at times, but when it comes down to it, I'm a very chill man. And for some reason, when I sit in the driver's seat of a car, all I want to do is go 80 miles an hour at all times.
Hey, I'm with you.
Like, I'm driving on this fucking Route 8 or whatever. It's like a straight road forever.
Yeah.
And I'm going 60. It's like, that's not that fast. It's
no.
fucking 40 miles an hour.
Why is it fucking 40 miles an hour?
Oh, and I got pulled over at 11 o'clock. And I was feeling fine, but I was like, oh shit, I just came from fucking work and they're like asking me these questions. I'm gonna have to lie to the police. No, he's just like gave me some speech about like, I've seen men die.
Oh my God.
Little boy, I've seen men die out here. I was like, yes, sir, I know it.
Me too.
I don't wanna die.
At the hands of my own.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucked. But the first time I got pulled over, this was in the front seat of the passenger seat of my car. And the cop asked me, like, what is that? It's like, it is a terrorist device.
Yeah. Yeah. This is
you
my,
caught me.
Actually wiping the memory of everyone who drives by me right now.
So I mean, it is funny. It is look a little weird, but it was funny that
but it's
the
also
cop
like,
asked
it's like,
me about it. It's like, license registration, what the fuck is that? It's like, actually, I didn't bring my license. Here, you want this? I didn't need my license the first time I got pulled
Ooh,
over.
Ooh, yeah, that's like, oh my God. Some person I know very, very well refuses to carry a wallet with a license in it.
Interesting. I literally left the house. I was like, I think I have my wallet in my backpack, but I'm late. I think I was coming, I forget where I was going. I was coming up here, of course, because this is the only place I drive. And I was like, I'm not going back for it. And then 5 minutes later, I got pulled over for speeding.
Yeah.
But I've decided this is it. That was two in a row. I've gotten warnings the whole like last 8 years. I haven't had a speeding ticket since college, and that was too close. So I think I'm gonna try to calm down. I don't need to get
anywhere. How many speeding tickets have you had?
No, a lot in a very short period. From like 2008 to 2012, I got like 5.
Wow.
And then 0 since 2012.
So that's good. I mean, that's past 10 years, so it's
it's good.
Sponged.
But I almost lost the record. I was really worried. 11 o'clock, they asked me, I was like, when were you pulled over recently? I was like, yeah, I was pulled over a couple weeks ago, actually, for speeding. So I was honest. I think that's the trick. You'd be honest, you'd be nice, you'd be
honest
scared.
And respectful.
Yeah.
And terrified.
Even though I hate them so much.
I know.
That's the fucking worst part is that you can't. I mean, it's not the worst part. I'm a very privileged person that I'm not going to get killed. So that's not the worst part. Is not that.
Right.
But it's like it is suck as someone that is like an anti-police, anti-like prison abolitionist, like really want to change this. And then as soon as I have to confront them, I'm just like, yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's really demoralizing. And
it is. Well, I mean, it sucks that we have to it's reasonable for us to hate them so much. It sucks.
Right.
Like,
they should just
gone
be
against
helping.
All of our trust so hard that everyone's like, oh, you hate the police? Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, why do you, when you drive past a cop and when you're doing nothing wrong, do you, like my stomach yeah. immediately tenses.
It's like, ah, shit. What's going to happen I'm like, next? I know anything could happen now. I
roll down the window like, I'm carrying drugs. I'm sorry.
Don't do that.
No, that's
your glass is empty. You keep picking it up and trying to drink out of it, but it's empty. You can just keep smelling it.
It smells good.
Yeah, it does smell good.
Yeah, okay.
Do you like Strickland as the cop in this movie? That's what we were trying to remember his name.
Strickland,
it's
yeah.
It's Strickland. And he teaches his son that discipline is the way of life.
Yeah,
what a sad family.
What a sad thing. Yeah, cops and principals. Equal fucking.
I think that's the through line. The through line is men. Like, this is why I think this is a nice finish, because Doc, a man of science, we can relate as yep. other, as dullards of science, doesn't believe in love.
No.
And this is about a man who, like, gives up. The line of men being terrible, creating bad worlds, from George and Marty and William, like, all the men in this movie suck.
Yeah.
And it's all because of trauma that's been handed down to them from their own families.
Right. It's like a curse. Like,
yeah. And while Marty is just thrown right back in.
Marty's not like doing that bad. Like, he's just a fucking loser.
He is a loser. And it's like
that's the thing. There's anything you can see. It's just like, it's just a family of fucking spineless losers.
Suckers. I don't think Marty learned a goddamn thing. Well, no, that's not true. He learned to not, maybe there's hope for Marty. Because he's now not going to, when someone calls him a chicken.
Right.
He's just going to walk away. And I guess, and that's nice. And then Emmett Brown refuses to, like, he's like, I got to destroy the machine. Love isn't real. I just need to live alone with my high school friend forever.
Yeah.
And he falls in love, has the weirdest children ever.
Yeah. And like, was there a reference in the names?
Yes, Jules and Vern.
Yeah.
See, I told you I got 80% of this movie. Yeah. Did you watch the little weirdo, like, making weird hand signs? And it's so funny that shit, like, makes it into movies in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Just standing on the train, just, like, fucking mugging at the camera. It's so weird. But Emmett, like, he builds the space, the flying time train, and falls in love.
Fucking stupid, too. Okay.
Yeah. I agree.
Like, why did, like, it doesn't have to fucking fly?
He's already gone to the future. He made a Mr. Fusion. But I guess what it's just like, it's nice to see, like, Biff and George and Marty, all these men just, like, falling through time and just, like, clinging to their masculine toxicity and just, like, all this shit. And the third movie, like, really breaks that, which is really strange. It was a surprise.
Well, I mean, Biff's family still ends up covered in shit.
Yes. And Biff is not going to change. Biff is, like, continue.
He's a punching bag.
They're going to, he's not going to ever be treated in a way that will allow him to get better. And he will continue to make the world worse. And that's his fault and the world's fault.
Yeah.
But Marty and Emmett, I think, are free. They're free from each other too. It's really cool that they finally separate.
Yeah,
and
like,
that's a nice finish.
That was
as
like
well.
That moment was like, you know, I'm really gonna miss him. I don't think I'll ever see Doc again. He comes back, is like, hey, check it out. I fucking banged this chick twice. Got two kids now. Built a new time machine. Even though I told you should destroy the first one, and I'm out again.
In peace, yeah. And that's nice. And I think that's like they have finally split apart, which is cool. It's like. They've built these, like, Marty is a slacker, and I like slackers, but he's...
Yeah, I relate with slackers a lot.
Yeah, I love slackers, and I think that's good, but he's also was, like, an annoying little prick.
Yeah.
And now he's not... I have, like, really high hopes that now that he's not, like, really leaning into this weird, like, multi-generational friendship with an 80-year-old,
yeah,
I just,
that's
like...
that's really nice.
I think his life is going to be better for that.
Speaking of multi-generational, When we speak about, like, just the time lapse in between these movies being made and stuff, what's her name? Jennifer easily could be passing as Marty's mom. Like, she looked old.
His girlfriend?
Yeah, in the
I
third
think these
movie.
Were shot, like, basically, I don't know, I didn't look it up, but I'm assuming, because they had footage from the third one in the second one.
True. So, yeah, maybe, so you think
just
congruently?
Probably, yeah.
Double feature?
I think they shot this all at the same time. That's my guess.
How did they get the time? Like, I mean, how did they get to... the desert and stuff when Hill Valley wasn't developed yet.
What? How did Steven?
Yeah.
Steven and Zemeckis?
In Zemeckis?
Probably by train. I don't know. Just sucking each other off in their car.
No, not Zemeckis. He doesn't know what that is.
That's true.
He's just been told about it.
Yeah.
Like a couple times.
Yeah.
Like through a muffled wall.
God, I can't wait to touch a boob. Yeah. That's got to be awesome.
Whoa!
Topo Chicos are so good.
They are.
It's weird that it's mineral water. I think... What is the difference between fizz and mineral water? There must be minerals.
This is like water from the ground, like from a spring.
From a spring. That's nice.
It's
just mineral water and carbon dioxide.
It's just a carbonated mineral water.
Hmm. And I guess I don't know what a mineral water is.
I think it's just a water with minerals in it.
Water with minerals. All this says is it has 40 milligrams of calcium in it. That's the only thing that separates it from a regular water that's not mineral.
Yeah, but think about that. You drink one of these bottles.
You're
4% of your fucking calcium right there. Boom, no effort.
Yeah. See, well, you have to drink 50 of these a day.
Yeah.
It's your
or just like you know other calcium rich.
Nah. Things. Why would I do that? I'm like a Topo Chico guy. Yeah. Oh yeah. Have you seen this logo?
It's like someone's throwing up on this thing.
So are you asking when will it end?
I think I've pretty much just, I'm going to just have to stay consistent and say yes with all three of them.
Yes, I agree. I'm asking for a different reason this time, not because I hate it.
No.
I think this is actually a nice ending to this stupid franchise. So I'm actually like, I don't want more of these anyway, but I don't want them to finish this because this has actually really brought our characters that I sort of detest to a place that's like, okay. I'm sort of happy where they are at.
Yeah, I just wish this timeline was the first movie.
So you want?
I'd rather go and
You could do that.
I gotta go and stop like my fucking self or my great 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 grandfather from being like a train robber because it just sets our whole family up for fucking failure because now we're spineless. Little bitches.
So you'd want to go back and make Seamus McFly. He gives him a gun.
He does. $10-$12.
$12.
Might get a new hat.
I might trade it in for a new hat.
Oh my god.
Because I'm a pacifist.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, Martin. Oh, Clint Eastwood. Before you fly off the handle.
So
maybe.
Fucking stupid.
Can we talk about? I'm sorry. I just asked you when will it end, but like, why did they have the whole thing where? They're desperately trying to like pad this out. So like, why did they give them a week? Why didn't they just have it be like 2 days? Because the amount of shit that they get up to in 1 week is pathetic.
Absolutely.
They go to the fucking dance. He's telling, oh my God. So he tells her that
fucking Indian encounter first off.
Okay. That was stupid.
That was so, and then the cavalry. It's like,
oh my God.
No more words of that ever happening again. Just something that happens in the Wild West all the time, I guess.
Right, yeah, just
fucking the U.S. cavalry chasing a fucking tribe.
Yeah, it was stupid. It was, I guess it was just supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
The ending where he, like, professes his love to this woman and she's like, tell me the truth, Emmett. I can take it. And then he tells her the truth and she's like, you're just trying to... Because I like science fiction, you're trying to just tell me the truth. And then he goes to the bar, spends all night in a bar not drinking the whiskey.
Right.
Telling people about the future, even though we only get one line of it. And then he drinks the whiskey when Marty wakes up and literally says the line, boy, did I sleep a long time. That's a good script.
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
Oh, boy, did I sleep forever. It's great.
So a thing I did see in the credits, which was pretty cool, Saloon Old Timer number 2.
The guy with the voice?
Yes.
Yes.
You know who that is?
I think he was in a Disney animated Robin Hood.
He was. It's Harry Carey Jr.
Okay. The sports announcer?
No.
Ah.
I was thinking, sick. Son of legendary Chicago sports announcers. Nope. Actually, cooler. Western film star of great, like, you know, shared the screen with, like, for 9 times with fucking John Wayne.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a crazy voice.
Yeah.
And I think he was in, I think he was in the animated Robin Hood.
That's one of my favorite Disney movies of all
time.
Me
too.
Fucking Roger Miller doing the theme song, like, the soundtrack.
It's great. I gotta watch it again because I haven't seen it in forever. But I still have, like, fucking, when I can't see my father's face clearer than I can see the scene where Robin Hood slurps up jewels off the rings of his.
Yes.
That's like, I love that image.
Fucking still to this day, like, everyone in my family does something, and, like, when they, like, do anything and they, like, get bashful, it's just, I've got a dirty thumb. So good, dude.
Yeah. I've forgotten about that line, but as soon as you said it, you just, hey, man, I knew it. That movie rules.
Snake just, like, fucking slithering his tongue into his ear.
It's a classic.
It's fucking great. And it's like, yeah, it's got all the great voices.
Yeah. Who is the guy from this movie in that?
I don't.
Am I just guessing?
I think we're guessing on that.
Okay, let's make sure. We got to get this. We don't have to get most things right, but when it comes to the people in our favorite Disney movie, we have to make sure that we're right.
I'm fairly.
Harry Carey Jr.?
Yes, he's not in Robin Hood.
Fucking shit. But he's got that voice.
That guy is.
Robin.
Voice of Little John.
Is it Little John? Is that the person that we're thinking of?
Yeah, John DiMaggio.
Nope. Famous baseball player.
Nope, sorry. Wonga Phillip Harris. He's also Baloo in The Jungle Book. Thomas O'Malley,
look
the Alley
Cat.
Look at
these men. If you just search on IMDb for Robin Hood and then you just look at the cast, men do not look like that anymore.
No, and these were voice actors.
So I guess that's true. You don't have to look a certain way. But damn, they look so funny.
They all have that, like, really. They look like they probably would speak like this.
They have, like, an earnest pudginess. Look at Peter. Oh, it's Peter Ustinov was in Disney. That's crazy.
Earnest pudginess. That's how I actually describe myself these days.
Yeah, it's so funny. Wait, so it's Friar Tuck and it's Andy Devine. A very similar. Are you sure he's not in Back to the Future Part 3? I think that might who I was talking about. The three dudes. He might be dude 3.
Let me consult the box.
No, he died or something.
Nope, died.
His last movie was 1977.
Yeah, he died very, very quickly after Robin Hood.
But that's even, like, the weirdest part is that a man named Andy Devine, who lived for 62 years, can influence other actors to talk like him because he was in the movie Stagecoach. Yeah, I can't even do the voice. It's like a voice that doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah.
I think this is the guy I was talking about.
Harry Carey, I think, was also in Stagecoach.
Hell yeah.
And Gunsmoke as well.
That makes sense. Oh, man, this is sad when an actor only has 2 known for us. You know how IMDb does 4?
Yep.
That's fucking brutal. They can't just, like, they can't turn the algorithm to just, like, include 4, even if they're not that popular.
Right.
Like, we've all heard of the man who shot somebody whatever.
Yeah, so I watched that last week.
We all heard of it. I mean, never mind. That was me. I was 2 over. Stagecoach was number 1.
Ah.
The man who shot Liberty Valance.
Wow.
You've all heard of that?
Yeah.
We all heard of that.
Actually, that's a good name.
You
should consider that name.
Liberty Valance? But then I might get shot.
No.
Then I might get shot.
Shot. We can discover a time machine.
Who's that?
Someone trying to be very quiet.
Squeak.
How about you? Are you asking when will it end?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm asking when will it end. I like where it ended. I don't want more of this shit. It's so boring. I watched this movie on double speed, and it, like, honestly, it was fine. Like, normally it's sort of weird. Like, it's I didn't even notice.
I just don't know how consistently they've gotten 2 hours runtime on these plot lines.
This was pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. Hey, Mariah, do you want to join the conversation? No? Okay. Yeah.
Get out of here.
We're not. Go away. I don't want more.
No.
And even if they made more, I mean, I guess we'd have to watch it, but I would not be happy about it.
I'm just be thankful it's probably impossible to make another one.
Who's your MVP this movie?
Oof, definitely not fucking anyone in Marty's family.
What about little Willie?
Willie
pisses all over Marty.
Yeah, fucking dude, like, yeah, pissing on the like, baby's pissing on me. Let's pull his like waist region closer to my face.
Yeah, Marty's a fucking pervert.
Marty's gross.
We hate him.
MVP.
You usually choose weird ones, so I'm excited to hear your thoughts on this. Let me just say, this is the first and only movie that has... This doesn't pass the Bechdel test, but this is the only movie where a woman is either not... She is not raped, nor is she drugged.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty pathetic. No, it's just, that a franchise has the third one is the first one where the main female character is neither raped nor drugged to sleep.
It's just classic damsel in distress. Yeah. Fucking
and she
story.
Still sucks. She still like just comes in, falls in love.
I really don't really appreciate her face at all.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's mostly the haircut. I'm a huge haircut. Like a haircut
Haircut definitely makes a person.
And her haircut sucked.
Yeah.
So I don't know. She's probably a famous person.
She is. I mean, she's like in Step Brothers and...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I fucking love that movie.
You do.
Like, obscene amount. Okay, MVP.
It's Mary Steenburgen.
Yeah, Steenburgen.
Also, it's crazy that when she's supposed to drive off the cliff and then they name the ravine after in the future... And then, like, Docs doesn't give a fuck, really. And they're just like, oh, I guess I'll name it something else. It's like, they literally just, like, allowed a person. I mean, I guess it's okay because she becomes a time traveler, so she's also sort of removed from the history. But these movies are so silly. Like,
yeah, and, like, I wish we got, like, we didn't see what the ravine was called after that, right?
Yeah, it was called Clint Eastwood Ravine.
Clint Eastwood Ravine.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
So
I must have long blinked through that moment.
Yeah, don't blame you. I'm
just gonna go crazy here.
Yeah,
Clint Eastwood is the fucking MVP.
The actor,
the actor,
the dude
has never been on screen at all.
Okay, I'm gonna give it to the big choo-choo,
the big train. Wow,
yeah.
Which one?
The one.
The
no, no, not the one that crashes. The one that creates the 88 miles an hour. And then they gratuitously show an old train falling into a cliff. It's like so stupid. I guess their thought was like sort of like Chekhov's train.
Yeah.
You know, it's like audience people are going to like, well, if you promise us a train pushing a thing off a cliff and crashing, we want to see it. But it's like, then you see it and you're like, that was pretty boring.
Oh, it's just a steam train.
Oh, it's just a train falling off,
it's
a,
like, yeah,
off a
like,
small hill.
Car crashes with cars from like the 19 teens and 20s. It's like you're like,
yeah.
But a car crash today, you're like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's fucking mangled.
Yeah, I'm giving it to the choo-choo. That was
okay,
a nice one.
I fuck with that. That's pretty cool.
You
a train guy in general?
No. I would say I'm not a train guy. I wouldn't go so far as to say I'm an anti-train guy, but I'm certainly no train guy. I'm a train track guy. I enjoy living. Okay, so maybe I'm a train guy.
Yeah, you're
like,
definitely a train guy. You like
I
the
like
sound
the sounds of the train.
That's a fucking train guy.
I don't like
textbook.
Being on a train and like looking at trains.
You don't like being on a train.
I don't. Okay, I'm ambivalent. If you put me on a
Have
train.
Have you been on an Amtrak? Like a
not in 20
like
years.
A passenger train that's like long distance.
Yeah. Not my favorite mode. I would prefer to drive. So I'm not a train guy. But I do enjoy...
That's a fundamental difference that we're going to have to get over together.
That's all right. We'll get there.
Because train travel is the thing that we need to do to progress our nation.
Absolutely. So I'm pro-train. I can be pro-train, but not a train guy. And maybe one day I'll become a train guy through my political pro.
Yeah, I'm not asking you to wear the hat or like fucking
I used
carry
to wear
a train whistle, but...
I used to be a train boy. But
I
grew out
never
of
grew out of it. I never grew out
okay,
of it.
Okay, that's awesome.
We live right on the train tracks, and without fail, the train goes by, I lift the fucking blinds up and look at it. Every time.
It sounds so nice.
And just the fucking...
It's so relaxing.
Also in our bed, like, the second story just gets enough rumble where I'm like, this is so good. Yeah. You know, like the Shaws over I-90 in Boston?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of like how my house is over the train tracks.
I love it. Yeah, trains are nice. Trains are nice. I'm not a train guy, but trains are nice.
Trains are cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to do a quick ranking?
Yeah.
Do you have it lined up?
I do.
Yeah, I got mine. Do you want to go first?
Two, three, one.
2, 3, 1. I'm going to go 3, 2, 1.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really like any of these movies.
No.
And I think I respect 2 for some things, but I think its hideousness is unchecked. I enjoy.
I kind of like that's why I ranked it higher than everything is because like it's the novelty of its fucking set design and
I respect that. I like repulsive cinema, and this to me is just like it's too gaudy.
Yeah,
and it doesn't actually make me feel uncomfortable in a way that's like emotional response to the movie. It's just like. It's just sort of garish for me. And I can't quite access it. But I do appreciate that it's at least like everyone's screaming. Yeah. Everyone's ugly. Everyone sucks. And I love that energy. But I also love more a pacifism, a violence-free, a love. Like, I love that this series eventually got to a point where like, oh, actually, rather than fucking killing everyone and being mean to each other, let's just be nice.
Yeah.
So, hey. If that's where this franchise wants to go, I'm all for it.
It's a good way to cut it, and they definitely cut it as in, like, there's no more coming because we have ultimate fucking retribution. Like, everyone has met, like, turned into what they should be. The future is yours, so make sure it's a good one.
Wow.
That's it.
That's it. Exactly. It's a great message. But I do love that 2 is your favorite because I also really respect that this franchise went crazy in the middle.
Yeah. It went fucking nuts.
It went complex.
We got into like domestic violence like all of a sudden in number 2.
Insane.
Like, fucking blatant fucking like cover yourself up. You're lucky I fucking bought them for you. You're talking about like Marty's mom's tits and like Marty's also talking about it all the time. Yeah, it's
awesome. Weird. And it's just like I don't know that the filmmakers like wanted to have it actually be that unpleasant. That's what I'm getting at. It's like a fake unpleasantness almost. But like I respect that at least like they pushed the franchise in a way that I don't think most people were expecting for a sequel. And that's very cool.
Totally.
And we can all agree that 1 is stupid. 1's boring.
1's boring. 1's just fucking like you're like it's just you immediately know exactly what needs to be done and how it could be done more efficiently than what he's doing.
Right. And it's like a losers being losers for no reason. Just like the jokes aren't funny. Except for you love the tab joke, and I'm not going to fight you on that. You awarded that the MVP of the movie.
Pepsi free? Hey, you can't have a Pepsi for free, kid.
So, I don't think we're forgetting anything. I think that we did it all. We did it all, which is all we can hope for on the silly podcast.
Which is all we can do.
Yeah. Wow, that's a lot, though. Sometimes we don't do it all.
Mm-mm.
That's all right, too.
No, these were just simple plot lines where we could...
We could blink our way through.
You could watch through closed eyes, essentially.
Basically.
Like, yeah, I gotta get it.
Yeah. So next up, we haven't decided. We'll have to talk about it.
Yeah.
We had some ideas. I've already forgot them. Did you remember
we were just talking about Step Up.
Yeah.
Bring It On.
My last shift that we landed on something.
Oh, last shift we did land on something.
So that's all right. We'll talk about it. I'm gonna do the Phantasm verse with some other friends. And then maybe we have time.
You're gonna be drinking the Phantasm beers.
I will actually. That's a great idea.
Yeah,
I haven't done it. We already recorded an episode, and I didn't do that.
Fuck.
That's all right. But yeah, so we have like a bunch of time to figure this out. I will leave you a microphone, and then I'll come by on Thursday.
Cool.
And we'll figure it all out.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
This is how planning works. If you want to start a podcast.
What? Podcast.
Podcast.
I'm Seamus McFly.
That's all you got to do. You just say, let's do it.
All right, cool. Let's do it.
Podcast over.
Done.